Well, unfortunately, at the minute, I'm standing in the middle because we don't know what's going to happen in the event of an exit.
What does it mean as a farmer to be a member of the EU?
Well, we operate under the terms of the Common Agricultural Policy, and that's been going for decades now. And I suppose up until fairly recently, it has probably served us quite well. However, my personal view is that it needs to be reformed. Figures of the total income from farming in Northern Ireland that were released a few weeks ago basically showed that if we didn't do anything, didn't produce anything in Northern Ireland, we would have been better off by 53 million. Now, that is not sustainable in the long term, and that says to me that the Common Agriculture Policy as it stands at the moment is really not working.
Farmers do get subsidies, though, from Europe in terms of the single farm payment. Just break that down. What does that actually mean? What's that worth to you?
Well, in Northern Ireland last year, it was worth approximately 235 million. Every farmer gets a payment based on the land that he farms once in the year, and that usually is paid out around Christmas time. And it's a substantial part of the income. It varies a bit from year to year, but last year we were totally dependent on it. And in fact, we ate into it to the tune of that 53 million. So that means that the things aren't really working in the way that they should do.
So without that, do you think farming as a profession for farmers here, for the agriculture industry here, wouldn't be sustainable?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I've always said that. The price that we are all getting for whatever we produce, doesn't matter whether it's milk or beef or cereals or potatoes, doesn't really bear any resemblance to the cost of production. It all hinges on the subsidy payment that we get from Brussels. Now, if you take that away, one of two things is going to happen. Firstly, if you take it away, a lot of farmers will either go out of business or the price of food will have to go up to cover the 235 million that wouldn't be there in the event of an exit.
Do you think a UK or an Assembly government would be able to meet the demands or be able to make that single farm payment in the same way Brussels has?
Well, I think they would have to. And I think a lot of people have said, and I think it is generally accepted, that something would have to replace that.
What do you think of some in the agriculture industry who say that they think that the bureaucracy and there's too much red tape when it comes to the EU and that we would be better off out of it?
Well, I would have a considerable amount of sympathy with that. It is very top-heavy. I've been to Brussels and to Strasbourg on a number of occasions, most recently in November, and it is a hugely top-heavy, very expensive, and to a great degree, non-democratic organisation. It undoubtedly needs reform, and many of the people who are saying that we should stay in are also saying that the EU needs to be reformed. The problem is that if you vote to stay in, then the rest of Europe says, right, well, they're satisfied, so there's no point in having a reform, and you don't get it.
The referendum takes place on the 23rd of June. Where do you think or what do you hope to be looking at the next day, the 24th of June?
Oh, that's a very difficult question because there's so much going to happen between now and then. As a farmer, I suppose, my head tells me we should stay. My heart tells me that it would possibly be better to leave.